Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise mature sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Your name is Ancient of Days. You are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You have always lived forever and you forever lived. The other day you told Moses, if any man sees my face, he shall not live again. Then I started to think and to wonder, what kind of God and what face do you carry that seizes the life, the mortal life of men? That suggests to me that you are beyond mortality and you are greater than the greatest, mightier in your ways. We thank you tonight that you have gathered us in your very presence. Oh, no wonder David said, I was glad when they said unto me, Lord, because there are pleasures in your presence. Tonight we are here to discuss your presence. Holy Spirit, please manifest yourself. Tell your story. Show us the way. Bring us to life. Let us know the truth. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your anointing upon my life. And I thank you that by your word, the lives that are seated here are blessed. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, let your amen be louder. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a joy. It's a joy. It's a joy. He sent forth his word to heal our diseases and to deliver them from destruction. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent forth his word to heal our diseases and to deliver them from destruction. Tonight, as the word of God is coming to you, anything that makes you feel unease is destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Anything that is meant for your destruction is terminated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May you receive salvation from that destruction. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. He sent forth his word. God is sending his word to you tonight. Amen. Yes, I know. The Lord is sending his word to you tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Going by the presence. Going by the presence. Going by the presence. Let's read some few scriptures. Let's pick one scripture from the Old Testament and we'll pick another scripture from the New Testament. Exodus 33, the verse number 14. Exodus 33, the verse number 14. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you. Let's start from verse 12. Let's see the whole picture. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, verse 13, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. Do you know that when you know the ways of God, it's another realm of grace? God told Moses, you have found grace in my sight. He said, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now the way to go, that I may find grace in thy sight. Amen. That I may do what? Find grace in thy sight. Then he said, and consider that this nation is thy people. The next verse. And he said, my presence shall go with thee. My presence shall go with thee. Look at somebody and say, go with thy presence. And go by the presence. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Hallelujah. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. Acts 17:28. Wow. Heaven is recording how well I preach it, and heaven is recording how well you also respond to the word. Amen. He said, for in him we live and move and have our being. A certain also of your own poets have said, For we are also his word, offspring. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, as a believer, one of the major thing that you must have in your life always is the presence of God. The presence of God must always be with you. The Bible said that when Jesus was leaving the earth, he made a statement. He said, I will be with you always. I will be with you always. Why? The presence is an always requirement. Tell somebody it's an always requirement. The presence is an always requirement for every believer at any point in time. You should never live without the presence. Though you can live without it, you should never live without the presence. Now, one thing about the presence of God is that we have the activated or the manifest presence of God. You know, we have the genuine presence of God and we have the manifest presence of God. At any point in time, as a believer, the presence of the Lord is with you. Amen. When the children of Israel started a journey from Egypt, the Lord was with them. The Lord was with them. Amen. Now, that's what many people don't know. The Lord was with them. Moses was leading the people, but God was with them. God was in their company. And many wonderful things happened. The Bible says that at the appearance, mountains skipped. Because of what? The presence. When the presence of God is with a man, things advise themselves. That is one wonderful thing. When the presence of God, you see, there are so many glorious benefits of going in the presence or going by the presence. Hallelujah. They are not the same. To go by the presence and to go in the presence, it's not the same. They are not the same. They are two different things altogether. Hallelujah. Now, as a new creation believer, you don't just go with the presence. You go in the presence or you go by the presence. Hallelujah. The Bible says that as long as the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire stopped, they stopped. And when it moves, they moved. Hallelujah. It means that they took instruction from the pillar of fire. God was present with the Israelites in the form of a pillar of fire. The Lord can be present with us in many forms. Amen. The Lord can be present with us in what? In many forms, depending on his purpose, his agenda for that time, that occasion. And sometimes he also becomes present with us in other forms based on the needs of his children. When God realized that we are thirsty, he can be present as water. He can be present as what? As water. Amen. At certain point in time, he was present as a cloud. At certain point in time, he was present as a pillar of what? Fire. And the Bible says that he was present as a cloud and a fire. Why? So that the children of God can go both day and night. So that the children of God can do what? They can go both day and night. It means that the presence of God is there for us to be diligent. Without the presence of God, we can't be diligent. Having to realize that anytime you get so much into the presence of God, it becomes very difficult for you to sleep. You just desire to stay in his presence. Sometimes we can come to church and the presence of God is so mighty, we close and people don't know how to go home. They wish the fellowship continues on and on. On and on. Hallelujah. The Bible says in him is no darkness at all. So when you dwell in the presence of God, there's nothing like night nor day. Every day is a day. Hallelujah. And this year, 2018, you see, those that will win the battle in this year, they are men that go with the presence or go by the presence. You must go by the presence. Hallelujah. Because we don't know what is ahead. Now, it is necessary for you to go by the presence. Why? Because you don't know the way. Because you don't know the way. The Bible says that, for thou will show me the path of life. It means that where the presence is not, it's not a place you must go. So very soon I'll be talking to you about what are the things to note that I may discover that the presence of God is here. Because that's one thing that people don't know. People can interpret fine music as the presence of God. Fine music is not the presence of God. People can interpret emotions as the presence of God. No, it is not. For thou will show me the path of life. As a believer, you must constantly God was so busy manifesting himself as a pillar of cloud in the day and as a pillar of fire in the night. Why? He said that they may go both day and night, that they may advance both day and night. So it means that as a believer, you must have a consistent progression in the Lord. For the path of the just or the righteous shineth what? Brighter and brighter. Not brighter and lower, brighter and lower. Brighter and brighter. Some people say that you assume that you're up and down. No, it is not up and down. It is up and up. It's brighter and brighter unto a what? A perfect day. Unto a what? A perfect day. Unto a perfect day. So you must consistently advance in the presence. Other than that, you will keep having issues and keep having problems. Things become very difficult for you. How can you survive on the wilderness? Two places on this earth that if you're not very careful, you get lost easily and you can appear anywhere. Number one, the sea. Number two, the desert. These two places. You need a compass to guide you. Or you need a signal to show you. You need a lighthouse to show you that this is the place. You know lighthouse? A tower with that light that rolls up like that. It gives a signal to the ship that, oh, you have arrived in Ghana. If you don't have these things, it means that anywhere is somewhere. You can arrive anywhere. But when it comes to the believer, the Bible, a wilderness in the Bible is actually a symbol of what? The world. This world is our wilderness. So somebody said, this world is not our home. We can't dwell here. There's nothing beautiful for us to pick up here. Amen. There's nothing beautiful. This world is not our home. We are just passing through. He said, our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. So as a believer, for you to survive on this wilderness, you need that lighthouse. You need a presence. You need somebody who knows the desert or the wilderness very well to lead you and guide you and show you the way to go. So when the children of Israel were on the desert and they were going, then all they knew is what they have been told or where they have been told they were going. What they have been told were going, they were supposed to go to a land flowing with milk and honey. But as to how the land looks like, they don't know. And the way to the place, they don't know. How can you get there? How can you get there? That is why the presence of God is very necessary. He said, before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And I called thee and I ordained thee. It means that I've set you specially for something. But how you get there, you don't know. But he knows. The truth of the matter is that where he wants you to get to, that is where he's going. Follow him. Just follow him. Amen. The Bible says that at the fullness of things, he shall gather all things in him. So no matter where you are coming from, you will end up in him. So where he's going to in him. So you just follow him. Your own is to follow him. Amen. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm trying to say. So the presence of God is very, 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 very relevant. Very, very relevant. The presence of God brings so much confidence. And it boosts one's faith. When you get to a place and you realize that the presence of God is there, it will boost your faith. When Peter saw him, he said, if it is you, bid me come. When he saw that it was him, he stepped on the water and started walking. Peter's faith was boosted because he saw the Lord. His faith was boosted. So you must always look for the Lord's presence. You must always, at every point in time, look for the Lord's presence. Your faith will be boosted. And actually, the presence of God around you is an endorsement. Number one, it's an endorsement that you are a believer. And number two, it's an endorsement that the Lord has approved of you and is there to support you. It's an endorsement. When you see the presence of God, it's an endorsement. So this year, as the Lord's presence is going with you, you'll be very surprised. The Lord will do many things for you. You see, one reason why, as a believer, you need the presence of God so much is that no matter the prophecy that is hanging over your life, you can be attacked by demons. You can be opposed. You can be slowed down. You can be frustrated. I say that a demon may not be able to possess you, okay? But a demon can manipulate you indirectly.
A demon can make you dance. A demon can make you bow down and worship. A demon can make you cry. A demon can make you give up on God. I'm telling you. Yeah. You are very spiritual, man of God, very powerful. And you pray, pray, pray. Meanwhile, your fiancé is not praying. It's not. You have gone to connect to. A demon can attack that fiancé and he'll come and tell you, I've broken a bad time. You realize you have gotten broken heart. And you feel like God has disappointed. A demon can let you feel God is a liar. But when the presence of God is with you, one wonderful thing. Because look, the Gadarian man, the man of God, he had a prophecy over his life. There was a prophecy over his life, but the guy was possessed. He was coming from one of the tribe of the children of Israel, but he was possessed. But when the presence of Jesus appeared, when Jesus got out of the boat, the Bible has a beautiful story, he says, in the book of Luke. He said that the man ran and fell down, and the demons started tormenting. They started doing what? Tormenting. The presence of God torments demons. The presence of God torments demons. That is why this year you must cross pole to pole with the presence. You must cross pole to pole. Demons check out at will. They check out at will. They check out at will. Just at the presence of God. Just at the presence of God. When the Lord Jesus appeared, he said, why have you come to torment us before our time? Why have you come to torment us? Let's look at the story well. The book of Luke 8, the verse number 28. Go by the presence. The presence has a lot to offer. He said, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down. May every demon fall down at your appearance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This year, many demons will fall because of you. Because you are coming with the presence of God. This is the year you have to carry full dose of his presence. Can I tell you something? Actually, the truth of the matter is that the presence of God, you can possess it in measures. Amen. But you see, you must be full of the Lord's presence. And you must know the presence so well that you know where to stand and where not to stand. That as you appear, death will run. As you appear, sickness will run. As you appear, frustration will run. As you appear, confusion will run. Why? Because you are full of the Lord's presence. Full of the Lord's presence. I'm not talking about getting emotional. If actually it is the presence of God, you have some kind of confidence and boldness. Some of you, the only presence you know is that song that got you emotional, and you felt, but now, Lord, I see that's not a presence. In the presence of God, there is what? Fullness of joy. There is fullness of joy. Because when you see the presence, you realize that my solution has arrived. My total solution has arrived from my total upsurge. You need the presence. Nobody goes in the presence of God and lacks. Nobody goes with the presence of God and he lacks. This is just the second day of the year. This is just the second day of the year. You need to look for where the presence is and connect. Am I teaching something? Say, Lord, I love your presence. Say, Lord, I love your presence. It's so sad that some people only go to where friends are and they go to where fame and... No! We don't go to places like that. We go to places where the presence is. Because as a believer, the presence is actually... The very note of where you must go. The presence. Finish. The presence is the landmark of your path. The presence is the landmark of your path. Lord, where am I supposed to go? Where? Look for where the presence is and follow. Simple. Some of you are looking for prophets. Looking for prophets to show you where to go. Our attitude has forced many men of God to turn light, have become false prophets. When we talk about false prophets, it's not only prophets who are not from God. Though. There are prophets who are from God who are telling not the truth. They are also false. The Bible says, I've not sent them, yet they go. I've not sent them. And this, all these were part of the prophets in Israel. So they look at your face because, you see, we they will open their mouth and say things which the Lord has not yet told them to say. And many believers are dying before their time. Some of you, the reason why you go to certain church is because the music is nice. The reason why you go to certain church is because of something else. But the reason why you should be in a church is because the presence is there. Do you know that when the children of Israel were moving, some Egyptians moved with them? Do you know that? Some went in their company. And the Bible makes us understand, whatever miracle the children of Israel enjoyed, they also enjoyed it. So if you're at the right place, you will enjoy the right things. And many people move to places where, because the number is there, plenty, whether it is good or not, they are there. We they are following the bandwagon. I say they are doing what? Following the bandwagon. You have no idea what the presence can do for you. Let's look at Psalm 114, the verse number 1. Look at what is there. It said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. Let's move on to Judah was his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Who was his sanctuary? Judah. If there is a sanctuary, it means that there is a place for God to dwell. And the Bible says your body is a sanctuary of God. Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Now look at what happened. Verse number 3. He said the sea saw it and fled. So actually what happened to the sea was not that he parted, it fled. Do you understand fleeing? Anybody that flees, he runs before looking. Yeah. He start going before looking back. He wants safety before he thinks of what to do. Away. You should have standed 2 hours away. He wants safety before. So when we talk about fleeing, because the sea has been roaring, the storm moved on the sea. But the sea had a certain sound. The sea had a certain sound, which was more terrible, louder than what it was producing. And it has to advise itself before checking who is this. What are you talking about? The book of Numbers 23 or 20 or so. He said what? The sound of the king was in their midst. So the sea heard that sound. The sea heard that sound. And it did what? It fled. The sea fled. Hallelujah. The sea did what? Fled. The symbol of the sea in the Bible is worldliness. For the presence to be with a person, worldliness cannot come near you. Worldliness cannot come near you. You get to a place and people are like, Osofu is here, Chale Yenya, Chale Chengen, Osofu Abba. Worldliness, why? The sea will flee. See, we flee. So this year, go in the presence. For you to totally upset, you must be with the presence. You must be with the presence. He said, Jordan was driven back. Every time I read that one, I get so blessed. Jordan was driven back. You know what happened? The sea doesn't actually flow. You know the sea doesn't flow. The sea is more like a bigger lake. It's more like a bigger lake. It just moves around and determines its territory and goes about. But a river flows from one point to another. Is that not it? But this is a river taking a progression, flowing. And then he met the children of Israel with the presence of God. When he met the children of Israel, instead of flowing forward, he started flowing backward like that. The Bible says that it flew backward and flooded other nations. Flew backward instead of flowing forward. Can you imagine Bremuso started flowing reverse? Just imagine. You see, these are not just stories. They are things that truly happened. Things that truly did what? Happened. It flooded backwards. It flew backwards and flooded. When you read the Bible, it said it flooded. It created a flood in the surrounding cities and towns.
Wow.
As you walk with the presence this year, may supernatural occurrences happen in your life.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any evil channel flowing your direction, may it begin to flow backward. I said, may it begin to flow backward. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So be settled in mind. That kind of ulcer, that kind of challenge, that kind of sickness in your body. Child of God, just load yourself with the presence. That is why it's very necessary that this year, you must be full of the life of God. Full of it. Feed on the communion. Feed on the word. The Bible says that, and this is eternal life, that we may know him, which is true. Feed, load yourself, carry presence. You see, the presence of God, when it's a man, it's invisible but tangible. The presence is invisible but tangible. When a person appears, you may not be able to see what is with him, but you will feel the presence. You will feel the weight of his glory. You will have it. Amen. Amen. Having to realize that there are some ladies that guys cannot just easily approach. They don't have anything. They don't have barracuda. They don't have anything. But yet, their face is so heavy that you can't just, because the heavy weight presence is with the person. Somebody told me something. He said, even today, he said, Daddy, we can pick phone several times wanting to call you, but we get some way. We feel some way. We don't know. I was in the office and Prophet Opoku called me. I said, hey, how do I answer this call? He said, this is what has been happening to us that day. When we have to call you. I said, me? Then I checked myself. At that time, do you know how I was sitting? Let me show you how I was sitting. Sitting in my office like that. Sitting there and my leg was like that. And I was somebody be crying somewhere. I said, you are feeling somewhere. I mean, the way I'm sitting, do I look like you should be shy? Say, you have no idea. Sometimes I have no idea. Myself, I don't understand. You get out there and people are like, they want to do you some favor. People want to get up from their seats and give you. Why? Because they're a pastor. No, the other pastor, they don't mind. Why that? One has presence. And that's one of the things I don't want to joke with this year. I'm going for it more and more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That must be your story. You have no idea what it can do for you. Heavy weight. To sack demons will get confused. You get to your family house and many things are happening there. Many things begin to happen. The presence, when it was with the children of Israel, when they were testy, when you read the Bible, when you read on, the Bible will tell you that he said he became a standing rock that provided water. He said they saw it and fled. Jordan was driven backward. Verse 4. Let's move on. The mountains kept like what? Rams. Have you seen a ram before? Have you seen Ojaimba? The way Ohiri. When it's happy, said, that's how the mountains kept. So it means that there were some places the children of Israel passed. Mountains were supposed to be there, but when they go there, it has gone away. As you go with the presence this year, you will come to a place that there should be a major challenge. By the time you arrive, there is a straight path. I said there will be a straight path for you. There will be a straight path. Didn't you read it? He said, I'll go before you. I will level mountains and I will uphold valleys. I will break the bars of brass and the gates of iron. I will make crooked path what? Straight. That is the word of God. Why? The presence is with you. A man that carries the presence can never be imprisoned. No way. You can't. Prisons open by your own accord. Lift up your heads, all you guys. Be lifted up, you everlasting door, that the King of glory. Go for the presence. I beg. This ministry, this church, this commission must look for the presence. Let's stop joking and styles and skills and talents and those things. Let's look for presence. Let's look for presence. This morning I was telling LP, I said, listen to me. The way when it is time for me to come for and preach, I lock myself inside and meditate and pray and do this and do that and do this. The same way, you must also lock yourself up and meditate before you come and lead that worship, that 5 minutes thing. Make sure you hit the heavenly note. Bow. There is a particular note God wants to hear at a particular time.
You have to capture it through waiting upon the Lord. Sometimes we may have rehearsed, but the more we rehearse, we realize that the things we are rehearsing, they sound obscure in our hearts. We don't feel like, but because we have rehearsed by force, it's true, we may have rehearsed. But when we come, that's why up here, we must learn how to take instruction. When you come up here, you must know where the presence is going and follow at all times. Follow. When they pass this way, go. Don't tell me this is how we do it, so I want to do it the way we do it. Don't use tradition to be your path. No. He said, thou shalt hear a voice behind you. Stop. This is the way. There is a way. I said there is a way. Go for the presence. Go for the presence. How do I know that the presence is here? Take your seat. How do I know that the presence is here? Looking for the presence. How do I know that this shows that this is the presence? Labor, ba, 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 ba. 1 Corinthians 13, the verse number 12. 1 Corinthians 13, the verse number 12. He said, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And then 1 John 3:2. 1 John 3:2 says that, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it do not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, when what? When somebody appears, his presence has what? Has come. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. For you to know where the presence of God is, look for where light is. The Bible says, for God is light. Look for where light is. What is light? Revelation. 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 Hallelujah. Number two, look for love. Say love. Somebody say love. Look for love. Ephesians 3:19. Look at what it says. Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. So coming to knowledge of where love is brings you into the fullness of God. Wow. So you want to know where God is? Look for love. Where there is no love, God is not there. I said, I didn't say go and look for tolerance. Many of you call tolerance love. It's not love. Love is not tolerance. Tolerating a person, that's not love. You must accept a person for who he is. Okay? Must accept a person for who he is. Not like, I don't like you, but me now mind you. Me now mind you. I didn't say it was me now mind you. You should accept a person for who he is. Some of you don't know. You see, some of you have wrongly defined love. I was surprised when I read the Bible. He said, if I give my body to be bent and I don't have love, then what is love? Because we have all taught that when we talk about love, we are talking about giving. There's a difference between giving and love. Giving is actually a fruit of love. Giving is what? A fruit of love. Sacrifice is a fruit of love. In fact, giving is actually a fruit of sacrifice, a response of sacrifice. And sacrifice is a fruit of love. Look for love. Where the love of God is. Because the Bible says, for God is love. You want the presence of God? You want to know where God is? Love. Love. A man that loves, truly loves you, is a man that carries the presence of God. It's a man that carries the presence of God. A person says he loves you, and he doesn't show any godly thing. He says he loves you. No, that is not love. Look for love. I said, look for what? You want to follow somebody? Look for someone that loves. Who can love you? And do you know what love is? I want to show you love. If a person tells you, I love you, he must be a person who leads you to God. Because you can't love if you don't know God. A person that can love is one that possesses God, because God is love. So you come in contact with a person. He says, I love you. Yet, he's leading you to hell, making you do things that will take you to hell. I beg, question yourself. That's not love. That's not love. Watch it. Because there's no God in it. And God is love. So if God is not there, there's no love there.
There's no love there. There's no love there. You go to a place, go to a church. If there's no love, walk out. God is not there. God, a church that the pastor can stand on the pulpit and insult people. Walk out quickly. There's no love there. Some of us are so diplomatic and we are diplomatically walking to hell without any restriction and resistance. Diplomatically, we are walking to hell. Why? Oh, I don't want them to feel bad. Hey, you make you bad. He'll make you bad. Amen. Make you bad. The brother that is hurting you, say, I don't want him to feel embarrassed. He will embarrass you in hell. Amen. Love. You see, that's one of my targets in life. I want to love. I want to love. I want to love. And I've realized that people think that to love is to be foolish. No, it's not true. To love is to walk in the highest wisdom of God. To love is to walk in the highest wisdom of God. Anybody that is able to love is walking in a very high wisdom. A very, very, very high wisdom. 1 John 4:8. 1 John 4:8. Then we jump to 16. 1 John 4:8. Look at this. He said, he that love not, know not God. Did you see that? It's straight. He that love not, know not God. For God is what? Oh, I didn't hear you. For God is what? The church, I didn't hear you. For God is what? Yeah. He that love not, know not God. Straight. This one, there's no interpretation. You don't need any wild interpretation. You don't need an apostle from whatever. It's black and white. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. Simple. Pastor, I didn't see you well. Verse 16. And we know and believe the love that God had to us. God is what? Love. And he that dwelleth in love dwell in God, and God in him. Finish. He that dwelleth in what? In love, dwelleth in God. So if a person say that I love, when he holds your hands, you should find God. When he holds your hand, he should show you God. Anyone who does not show you God, who does not show you God, whose life does not preach you God, whose life does not point you to God, his action does not make you godly, that's not love. Watch out. This year you must walk strictly by the word, and you win your way. Yeah. They will tell you, I didn't know I say, go chinchini. Where do you want to go? The Bible always says that street is the way. So you have to be chinchini. You have to be. I'm telling you. If they don't understand, tell them that my pastor saying I'm a son. Hey, chinchini. Hey, wake up. Don't turn left. Don't turn right. Be some way. Be full of the word. Go by the word. Stand in front of them with power and proclaim the gospel because we love them. Show them God. Show them God. Hallelujah. Number two, look for where truth is. Truth. Look for where truth is. My God. My God. First John 5:6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is what? Is true. The Spirit is what? Truth. If the Spirit is truth, if the Spirit is truth, John 14:6. John 14:6. He said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth. So who is the Spirit now? Who is the Spirit now? The Bible said the Spirit is truth. And Jesus said that I am the way and I am the truth. So who is the Spirit? Looking for God? Look for truth. The Bible says that you are like your father, the devil, who from the beginning could not tell the truth. So anytime you tell a lie, God is not there. You go to a place, there is no faithfulness, there's no truthfulness. God is not there. God is not there. Amen. So look for what? Truth. I'm teaching something serious for you. This thing, if you follow it, oh, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. And you must be straight. Because there are some things, they say, some is a white lie away, then let me do diagro. I say, look for truth. Crojin.
person is telling lies. God is not with that person, because God cannot be in the company of liars. Didn't you know that? You want me to give you more scriptures on that? Numbers 23:19. He said, God is not a man that he should. So God cannot lie. Amen. It means that when you get to a place, there are two people. When you get to a place that there's a lie, there are two people who are there. Number one, Satan. Number two, man. Amen. Do you want God? Hello? Do you want God? Don't look for lies. Look for truth. When you go to a place, a person is lying, it's either he's a man or he's satanic. He's just a man. I mean, he's just carnally man. There's no godliness in him. No godliness in him. So those of you who have been promising and failing, be truthful. Say you have come to church early. Be truthful. Be truthful. Amen. Faithfulness. Wow. There you go. Faithfulness. I'm looking for the presence of God. Look for where there is faithfulness. I'll be there 2:00. He's there. I'll be there 2:00. He's there. Oh, I'll give you 20 Ghana. He has done it. If you are not faithful, God, the Bible says, to the faithful, God is faithful. To the faithful, God is faithful. But to the shrewd, God is shrewd. As a man of God, you take offerings. Say you are going to buy Amplify. And then you go and buy television. Be faithful. God loves faithful people. God loves faithful people. God would always want to, because faithful people are reliable people. And God can use them easily. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord is moving to and fro to look for whose heart is towards him. Be faithful at all times. You say, we are coming to lead praise and worship. You are here. 6:00, you are there. You be faithful. Be faithful. Faithful to your quiet time. Faithful to your prayer time. Faithful. Did you read the Bible? He said, in the book of Revelation, he said, the Father has not found you faithful. It means that the marking scheme, one of the things the Father is looking for is what? Faithfulness. Be faithful. Be faithful, I beg. Be faithful. Be faithful. You say the thing is God's money. It's the church money. Why are you chopping it? Why are you using it? Be faithful, brother. Be faithful. Faithful with your prayer life. Faithful with your quiet time. God loves. Faithfulness is a beautiful character. You can build a church with faithful people. God can build a church with faithful people. Amen. Today you say, Arusha, tomorrow we don't see you well. Tomorrow you say, I'm a media. You don't see you well. I'm a boy drums. You are not faithful. But you are not faithful to the thing. Said the Lord has not found you faithful. Some of you can be so unfaithful that even me, the man, I can find you unfaithful. How much more God?
Show us thy glory, O Lord. Show us thy glory, O Lord. Let the dew of heaven bring us a refreshing. Show us thy glory once more. Show us thy glory, O Lord. Let it be, let it be, of heaven bring us a refreshing. Show us thy glory. Let it be, let the dew of heaven bring us a refreshing. Show us thy glory once.
That what will be of concern.
Lord is standing, where the Lord is going, the direction of the presence in your marriage, in the acceptance of your proposal. Who is he that carries the presence? Is the direction you will go in the choice of your job, in the choice of your school? Where is the presence of God will be your concern? Hey, in every single decision, where is the presence will be your concern? I pray that you will have a strong desire for the presence of God, for the presence of God, for the presence of God. May the presence of God be of strong concern to you. This year, as a church, may we follow after the presence. May we go in with the presence and by the presence. May we not do programs because it is popular, and may we not invite men of God because they are on TV. No, but because the presence of God is there. The presence, help us, help us. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen.